Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
In Philadelphia on Amtrak train 188, New York City to Washington, D.C., was a real tragedy.
Absolutely.
What happened in Heimdall, North Dakota, and Castleton was inconvenient for landowners in the area, difficult for responders and railroads, not a fun situation by any stretch.
I thought you were going to say, what if that were oil and not people out east?
No, but you know, what is amazing to me is, are we now hearing people saying, we shouldn't transport people on trains?
Ah, good point.
People died.
They're not safe.
Six people died.
Do we need to outlaw trains altogether then?
There are 25 people right now fighting for their life as a result of what happened.
Exactly.
Here's what it says to me. Number one, this insanity over when an accident happens suggesting that the sky is falling, number one, or that we need to, is just really dumb. Now, if you want to be in that camp, then, you know, look, in all seriousness, what happened last night is the loss of life.
Mm-hmm.
The loss of life.
But what do we do about it?
Lives impacted.
How many people lost their lives on interstate highways in the last 5 months? And do we outlaw them then?
No. And so this is the point. Be reasonable about this, and you know.
Right. Exactly.
Do we need the stabilization of Amtrak dining cars? You know. you know, seatbelt. I mean, you know, there's where you can go.
Really?
And I don't want to go there because I don't want to make light of the fact that there are children without parents today,
right,
as a result of what happened.
Yeah, there's nothing funny about that.
I hope it causes everybody to take a step back. Anyway, that's what's on my mind. Obviously, what's on yours? This is what's on your mind. My name is Scott Hennon. That's the one and only Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
And we're here to take your calls, questions, and comments today on the program. Am I all wet on this? Feel free to tell me I'm off base here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is the email address. Best way to get us. Don't text Todd today. He left his phone at home. So you can't, no chance there.
Text studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We won't get
that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you text the usual number, Carrie will wake up.
Exactly. 800-228-0550, and we don't, you know, Carrie's not happy, nobody's happy.
Oh, it's
you heard that phrase before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's on my fridge, actually.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Carrie?
No. The saying. If mama's not happy,
nobody's
happy.
That's true.
You know what? It's on my fridge.
Why is it on your fridge?
What's on your fridge?
Actually, nothing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You are boring. We have nothing on your fridge.
We're in the middle of a remodel, so.
Okay. Normally, you have things on your fridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
Pictures or what do you
whatever the latest notice. I got to remember to get the dog a shot or the cat a shot.
Also, like the reminder. It's
the
like reminder, the memo
thing.
Thing.
Yeah. Right, right.
So we have pictures, a lot of pictures.
Really?
And then magnets from every little trip that we take. You know,
I get out of town once in a while. I go over to Mandan. That's how I get out of town.
You get sweet. Well, put the Mandan magnet right there on your
exactly.
On your. I think what's on your fridge says a lot about you. So.
Well, then I'm nothing, which is true. So.
Well, it could if you decide to. It says you want to remember things, I guess. You know, you've got that. But we're goofy like that.
Yeah. Well, I am anyway.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So I drive by Scotty's Drive-In last night, and despite the fact that it's my namesake drive-in, and I've been up and down that road a million times.
They wouldn't give you a free burger.
I didn't go there. But I did quickly take a photo of that very cool sign. They have a very cool sign.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what year that was constructed. It's pretty cool. So anyway, I post that up, and you know, we've quickly moved past the best pie mission that we're on. I mean, we'll always be on it, but
we will never move past that mission, Scott. Come on.
But we've added burgers. And so the whole Scotty's Drive-In thing.
Yeah, pie can't be an entree.
Prompted a whole debate.
Well, pizza pie can be.
About that on our on our Facebook page as well. So, and keep it going. We're always looking for the best burger. So check that out too. Coming up on the program today, we are going to chat at the bottom of this hour with the Bismarck Mayor Mike Seminary and some individuals looking at an innovative way to finance public projects. They're called P3s. I'm not exactly sure why they're called P3s. We'll find out. We'll ask. But anyway.
You don't know, because even I know that.
Do you? Why? P3, what is it?
You don't know what
P3 is? I don't. No,
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, good. Anyway.
I'll let Mike tell you.
Yeah, he can tell me. So we'll chat with those folks about that. And I know I'm familiar with this model, as we've talked about it previously. Earl Pomeroy, a couple of years ago now, works for a law firm in Washington, D.C., and he was telling us about this idea and this concept, and it was proposed for a city hall project, a mixed-use facility in Stanley, North Dakota. So anyway, we have talked about it before, but it's gaining some steam, and we'll get an update on it. Looking forward to that. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour as well, and it's the Talk Radio Town Hall because it's Wednesday, and we do on Wednesdays the Talk Radio Town Hall. Nice victory last night against the EPA in the House of Representatives on something called the Waters of the U.S. So we'll talk with Congressman Cramer about that. We already have some questions that have come in for Congressman Cramer, and welcome others as well at 800-228-0550. I'm hungry for some other topics as well that are happening on the local front. There's plenty of things happening nationally. Presidential race is heating up. I'm trying to wait a little bit on that. Does it seem early for you to, they're announcing, and we're starting to get going. But I just
Early, and already there are how many Republicans announced, and then how many more haven't announced? But you know darn good well they're going to or have a foot in the water.
Yeah, and we got Hillary sort of imploding. Now even the Washington Post is keeping track on how long it's been since she's actually talked to reporters. I love this. By the way, we're going to do the same thing for Heidi Heitkamp. Because we'd like Heidi Heitkamp to come on this program, as Senator Hovind and Governor Dalrymple and Congressman Cramer do. Maybe we need the Heidi countdown. Washington Post is doing it for Hillary. Maybe we should do it for Heidi. What do you think?
Well, I mean, John doesn't have a sister doing a talk show, so
he's hard.
Got no excuse.
I was at an event in Washington, D.C., in which she was honored by the National Association of Broadcasters. She talked about how much she loved talk radio and how fun talk radio was.
It is.
And when she had a chance to sit in for her brother, and it's just fun. And I'm thinking, well, here we are. Open invitation. So we'll get out the calendar, see how long it's been, and we're gonna start that Heidi Hillary count. How long does it take for Heidi? How long does it take for Hillary to talk to the great unwash?
It could be a contest. The person who picks the correct one of the two and the right date and time. It's
I see. You want to do a little pool or something?
We could. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I thought that was rather innovative. But anyway, what I was getting at is the whole presidential politics thing is a little bit early, and we're always looking for fun topics. The legislative session is wrapped up now, obviously in North Dakota. So I find myself wanting to sink my teeth in a talk radio kind of way into just some interesting, fun things that need discussion here in the great state of North Dakota or anywhere across the Northern Plains. So, that do not involve, so much of what we're seeing on the national scene. Insane environmental extremism, stopping pipelines and trains and that insanity, the EPA going after, potholes and trying to define them in waters of the U.S. and wanting to govern them. The ongoing assault on law enforcement in this country that sickens me. By the way,
there is a thing at the Capitol today at 1:30, the police memorial thing. I forget the exact name of it, but
the Men in Blue Memorial, is that what it is?
Yeah, it'll be in.
Speaking of which, by the way, did you see who was doing the lion's share of assisting the train victims in Philly last night in the dark, getting them out of that mangled, aluminum and metal mash of the trains that had collided, two transport vehicles to get to treatment. Policemen,
of course. Peace Officers Memorial.
Men in Blue.
1:30.
That's a neat idea. They do that. I think there's 61 that have fallen in the line of duty in North Dakota, and every year they do that. You know, they don't do it, you know, when tragedy strikes. They do it always.
Exactly.
Every year. And make sure they remember. So appreciate that very much as well. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Whole round of Pick Up the Patch spring cleaning efforts are underway in communities all throughout the oil patch. And if you go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, you can find a location near you and help out. A lot of folks do. That's really neat. And, by the way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you can't think of one right now, but, you know, tonight you go, oh, Scott was wanting to sink his teeth into a good local story. I've got one I want to hear about, or I've got a guest I want to hear about. 24-7, our line, the What's On Your Mind line is answered at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Your calls when we return. Anybody else want to ban passenger trains now because of what happened last night? Tell me.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices. Conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading into the fields. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around the equipment. Avoid baggy clothing that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep and don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with years of experience? Then Braun Intertech would like to talk with you. Braun Intertech has been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners and growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, whether in the field, in the lab, or anywhere helping clients. And you're needed now if you're a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with experience. You can choose your place of work, Williston, Minot, Dickinson, Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, and live anywhere in between. BraunIntertech.com, BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about this great company and these incredible opportunities. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. And listen for our special stop on the Best Places to Work tour, broadcasting live from the Braun Intertech Bismarck location on May 14th to find out more about these great opportunities from Braun Intertech. Online at BraunIntertech.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Say, Scott, if you are actually going to start a poll to pick the date when Heidi is going to come on your program, I already want to pick the day after hell freezes over. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Is that when? All right. Well, add that one to the list, Todd. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. What's on your mind, ladies and gentlemen? Congressman Kramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll talk about innovative way to finance public infrastructure projects in a little bit with, among others, Bismarck Mayor Mike Seminary. And in the meantime, you get to tell me what's on your mind, so do that. Before we get to the calls here and a couple of emails coming in as well, I want to tell you about the size of the inventory at Polar Service Center up in Kildare. $15 million, like 20,000 SKUs, SKUs they call them, you know, which is, there is not a tank part that Polar Service Center doesn't have. And if you haul water, listen up, because the Challenger pump is probably the best of the best, right? You like to have one on deck ready to go, or if you're looking at a new trailer, but a spare is always necessary. I talked to Jerry last night from Polar Service Center, and he said, listen, I can't tell you the price we can sell these at because, you know, it's a closely held secret, but it is the best deal ever. So if you haul water, you want a Challenger pump at one heck of a deal. You give my friends at Polar Service Center in Kildare a call or stop by and see them there. And that part, along with anything else you need, there's simply not a tank part they don't have at Polar Service Center. Kildare, Billings, they do hydraulics, pumping crew. They got a pump for it, pumping, if you want to push sand off a trailer, they got a blower for that, you know, pushing water, vacuum water onto your trailer, pumps for that as well, a hose to carry it through, collision repair with a full fab shop in Billings. And the Kildare location delivers to Dickinson, Watford City, Williston, Bismarck, and Minot, too. They'll bring the Challenger pump to you. And remember, they have a tank wash in both locations. Mention my name. Get $100 off your first wash, at Polar Service Center, Highway 22 North, Kildare, or I-90, north side of I-90 in Billings, of exits 452 or 455. When are we going to take the show to Billings, Todd?
That's hey, next. Yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
Yeah.
All right, emails I promised I'd get to here, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. What's on your mind, folks? Let's go. Don't make Todd get the crickets out there. I've got some lines open here, so I'm going to give you a chance to weigh in. All right, this emailer doesn't want to talk about trains. Well, that's why we allow you to call or email. I really don't care about, I don't give a rip about a train derailment in Philadelphia. There are far more important things to talk about, like the demise of the once great USA under Barack Obama and the gutless GOP majorities in Congress.
I see.
How about talking about what Cardinal Dolan had to say about Dictator for Life Obama? I don't know what he said. Cardinal Dolan was in the news here of late, but it was for a protest from, of all things, a Catholic university in upstate New York, as I recall. They wanted him disinvited as a commencement speaker. You know who Cardinal Dolan is?
Mm-mm.
Todd, he's Timothy Dolan, Cardinal of New York, Archbishop of New York, Cardinal, very well respected, a friend of Monsignor Shea and Bishop Kagan's, who's been here to the University of Mary. Can't remember if it was for commencement or what, that he was, I think it might have been commencement, not this year, but last year. But anyway, just very well respected and rock solid voice on the culture in the United States. But I didn't see what he said about President Obama. I missed that.
Hmm.
So,
yeah.
If you know, let me know. I guess I better do a little digging. I did see, though, that, you know, as I say, he was too Catholic for a Catholic university in New York, which is...
Wait. Run that by me again. Too Catholic for a Catholic university.
I guess so. I don't know.
How does that happen?
They called him homophobic, which means he's for the family. So then you're homophobic, see? So, I mean, or if you're for traditional marriage, then you're homophobic. See?
I didn't realize Catholic universities changed from university to university. I mean, isn't Catholic Catholic?
No, unfortunately.
I realize I'm Lutheran, so I don't know this stuff, but isn't Catholic Catholic?
No, unfortunately. You really...
How many Vaticans do we have?
Well, I understand, but they twist the teaching of the church. They are not authentically Catholic, and you need to be careful. It's one of the reasons.
What do we have? Catholic light now, or what do we have?
Yeah, it's
Catholic Reformed, Catholic Orthodox.
It's a liberal.
I mean, have we split?
It's a liberal,
Plus, we have liberal Catholic and conservative Catholic. Is that what it is?
If you're sending your children to a Catholic university, just know what you're doing.
Well, how do you know?
And obviously,
this particular case, you know, because they've put it right out there.
Yeah,
but
you can do some work. There's no question about it. It's one of the reasons that we adore the University of Mary. Because they are authentically Catholic.
Okay.
They're the real deal. Ed in Minot has a suggestion on where we might broadcast from next. We always like those suggestions. Ed, nice to hear from you. What's on your mind today? You want to hook up Ed for me? I can do it, I guess. I'm sorry.
Devil's Lake run the car show.
When do they do the car show? We're going up to Devil's Lake actually on May 21st. But when do they do the motorcycle show?
Car show sometime in June. It's like 3 days. Big deal there.
Okay, it's a car show or a motorcycle show?
Automobile, car, truck.
Automobile.
Yep.
Somehow I heard motorcycle. I don't know where I got that. But.
And I got another idea.
Lay it on.
Bus. It could be the What's On Your Mind bus tour. You could jump on the bus and go to like Wells County Fair or the Red River Fair or up to Crosby. Jump on the bus and go around the country like the politicians used to do.
But we'd make it the people's tour, right? It wouldn't be about us. It'd be about what people want to talk about. I like that. I like that.
Take your family with, or take Todd, or we'll take everybody. What the heck? Let's go.
Load them up. What's on your mind, bus? Yeah, and the fares would be built. I'm liking that, Ed. I'm liking that.
Have a good day, guys.
It's going high up on the consideration list. Absolutely. Tim in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, yes. I'd like to speak a little bit about motorcycle safety awareness, and May is the month for that. One thing that I want to bring up is, and we talked about this last year, is the beehives next to the highway. You know, we've been fighting this for several years, and we can't get any place. And I want to strongly encourage people to call our ag department and complain about this. Yesterday, I was driving along the road on the oil patch, and there was probably close to 500 beehives sitting right next to the highway within a 20-mile radius. And I, you know, they say that it bees travel. Yeah, I understand that. But really, do we need to put them that close to the highway? There's a lot of people that are, you know, it's a safety thing, first of all, because people are allergic to them. Second of all, it's killing their livestock, and I just don't understand it. And it would be nice if there's some way that we could come to a happy medium and get them where they would start putting these hives at least a half a mile off of well-traveled roads, as far as gravel roads and especially paved roads. I'd like to know what your thoughts are on this, and how can we go about getting this passed and doing something about it. And remember, watch out for bikes. They're out there right now, and they deserve to be on the road just as much as anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. Be careful out there. And Motorcycle Awareness Month, a good time to remind folks, and you've done that. Tim, appreciate the call very much, and I know we've asked about the concern on the bees before. Haven't obviously gotten the answer maybe you'd like, but at least we know why they are where they are. But appreciate the call, Tim and Bismarck. Thanks very much. All right, the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. More of your calls on any and all topics for Congressman Kramer. Get them in now if you want. Have a couple stacked up ready to go. We're going to talk about public-private partnerships when we come back.
Into the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS? IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
It's What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennings, special guest in studio here to tell us a little bit about an innovative idea on the drawing board that we want you to learn more about. Might have some applications all across the great state of North Dakota and beyond. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall, brought to you today in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We're also brought to you today in part by Heedalls. And when you hear me talk about Heedalls, I always say Heedalls has it. And generally what I'm talking about is a part that you need, right? So if you need a part, you know, boom, I'm going to go down to Heedalls and I'm going to get exactly what I need. Quality product, good service, and information at a competitive price with speed and efficiency. But who's bringing you all that service? It's the people at Heedalls that I love talking about. And they are some great ones. And I tell you what, any location I could pick, I can look all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, and I could find somebody at one of the Heedalls locations, like Mike Kurtz out of Sydney would be a prime example, who's been there, started in Hettinger, actually, and then went over to Sydney, but working for Heedalls since 1976. Grew up in Leffer, and he is... told me about his first car, by the way. Everybody has a first car story, which I love, but especially the folks at Heedalls, the professionals that love auto parts and fixing cars and turning wrenches. And his was a 64 Ford two-door hardtop. Galaxy 500. I had one of those, too, but it wasn't one you'd want to remember. But, you know, so if you get into the Sydney location of Heedalls.
You had a Pinto.
I did, a green Pinto, actually. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you don't want to remember.
Yeah, I don't.
Galaxies are so much cooler than Pinto.
Yeah, I think the green Pinto was in the family before I was able to drive, though, so I wouldn't actually claim driving it other than, you know, illegally in the,
nice
you
try.
Know, around the block.
If you were behind the wheel more than once, it was one of your cars.
Yeah,
sorry.
Exactly.
Nice try.
So anyway, say hi to Mike when you get to the Sydney store, and he, like so many of the good folks at Heedalls, love working with you day in and day out and finding what you need. Heedalls has it. Not only the parts you need, but also the people as well. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. Mayor Mike Seminary of Bismarck is here with a couple of special guests visiting town to talk about an innovative idea on infrastructure funding with private help. And I was chatting actually with Phil Parker from the morning show this morning and bought this concept. And he said, would it ever work for roads? And I said, well, I don't know. We're going to ask. Well, guess what? That's what we're here to talk about today. Mayor Mike, nice to see you.
Hey, great to see you too, Scott. Todd, how you doing?
How are you?
Good. Good.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
Well, good. You're so far away, you couldn't even hear me.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm reflecting back to that 64 car. We had a 64 Biscayne Chevrolet. It was a great car.
Biscayne?
Yeah, Biscayne.
All right.
Yeah.
And you have a couple of guests here. Roger Austin is here with MWH. Roger, how are you?
Good morning.
And also Rick Anak is here, Managing Director of Infrastructure Development for MWH. How are you, Rick?
Hi, Scott. Great.
So, Roger, your first car was what?
87 Camaro.
Ooh, a little better than the Biscayne.
Yeah,
Mikey's
younger.
It was cooler.
Exactly. Well, it, how about you?
In my defense, they did not have a Camaro in '64. So.
Okay, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, mine was a '63 Triumph TR4.
Wow!
It was so
cool. These guys are cool.
Wow.
There you go. I bought it for about $700, I think.
Is that right? Yeah. What a deal. Mine was a '77 baby blue four-door Lincoln. The big boat. I mean, that thing, you know,
it was a town car?
Two different zip codes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, the big old box, you know.
Thing was so you're the guy that's the drive-in, right? That everybody stashed, everybody in the, because you could fit like three or four in the trunk of that.
Exactly.
Thing, let alone how many could fit inside the car.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, great fun here today. Everybody loves talking about their first car. It's always a good time. When it gets really nice, and eventually will again, we're going to do that one day in the program. We're just going to take calls and talk about everybody's first car. It's the folks at Hedol is to blame for it because they get us talking about cars. Anyway, speaking of cars, you obviously have a busy community here.
We do, Scott. We are on a pretty consistent growth rate where from 6 years ago, we were a sleep little town of 1.9% growth. We're up around 3 to 4% all the time. And the bigger the community, the more impact that that has. And we have, for some time, experienced some real significant transportation bottlenecks. And we are in dire need of relief, which also is a safety issue for us because we now have two new schools that are opening. And truck traffic is bypassing State Street, which is a highway. Highway 83, and taking Centennial because there are only three signalized intersections versus nine, and trucks hate to stop that often. And so we have, as a community, asked for some time, we need relief on the interstate east of the city over at 66, need a new interchange, the beltway that would take the traffic off of the interstate and not through the city or by the schools, and provide relief. It also helps us for development. That project is in our long-range transportation plan, but it's 10 to 12 years out, if not more. We need it 2 years ago, and it will cost somewhere around $200 million. And so we've been discussing, should we look at alternative project delivery systems, including financing, which is available, by the way.
Alternative, say that again?
Alternative project delivery systems.
Wait, that's a really fancy way of saying you want to do it sooner?
And differently, correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm a little slow here in my talk show. So alternative?
Project delivery.
Delivery, all right.
Yeah.
So, we're going to blow it up. We need this, we need it sooner, and we need a different way to do it.
Why can't you guys ever just say what you really mean, and you have to come up with these phrases?
Okay, we need a dang road, we need it now.
Even the wild there you go. There you go. Now we're on the same page. There you go.
All right, and one way we're going to talk about today is this P3 thing, which P3 means
public-private partnership.
Yeah, we can't call that just a private public partnership either. We have to call it a P3. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, ask Congressman Kramer about it because he was a big supporter of a proponent in the WARDA Act of 2014. And WIFIA, which is part, like its second cousin, TIFIA, which is Transportation Infrastructure Financing Innovation Act. They now have Water Infrastructure Financing Innovation Act. And the purpose of all that, and Senator Hoeven, along with Senator Wyden, have recently introduced legislation called Move America Forward, Move America Act. This is all about having the private sector make investments in public infrastructure because the federal government doesn't have the wherewithal, nor do other governments have the wherewithal to finance the construction of all the new infrastructure that we need, much less the repair of existing infrastructure. So they're looking for help.
All right. So, Rick and Roger, if you would give us the Cliff Note version of the presentations you've been making here in Bismarck about this idea. I have to say, just on the surface, it seems like a no-brainer, right? Because you can build it sooner, which will, he needs the project, right? And mayors like him all across the state of North Dakota need the project. And if you build it now rather than in 12 years when it's in the plan, it's going to cost you less now. And so you end up saving a few bucks, and you get an important need. So it seems like a bit of a no-brainer. What's the arguments against it?
Well, the first argument against it is that it's private capital instead of public capital, and it could be more expensive money because investors have to make returns. But that's only the sort of the top edge of it, and there's a lot more to it than that. But this is a trend that's been going on around the world, actually, for a couple of decades. And the UK, Canada, Australia have been doing this for a couple of decades, and it's starting to happen in the U.S. now. And it's simply because the public sector has a lot more infrastructure needs than resources to pay for it. So if you're not going to use public sector money, there's only one other choice, and it's private sector money. Now, when we say private sector, what we're really talking about is pension funds primarily. So you're talking about retirement savings. So it's where retirees and assets are being invested. And all the big pension funds around the country are starting to invest more in infrastructure. So it's a growing class of investment for these guys. And there's the need out there for it. And as you said, Scott, you're going to get your projects delivered a lot sooner.
And, Roger, ultimately, if I'm a private investor, you have the option of investing in all kinds of ideas and things as to get a potential return. But in this case, the mayor, or in this case, the citizens of Bismarck, the taxpayers are ultimately the ultimate payee, right? So my risk is a little different than it would be in a venture capital project, right?
Exactly. That's exactly why they're looking at these alternative class of investments. And they like this 30 to 50 year return, stable cash flow that comes off infrastructure projects. So it's very attractive to them, and they are trying to diversify their portfolio as well. And they want to put their money into these projects. So it's very attractive to them.
Yeah. So going back to your earlier concern about an objection, Rick, while it might not, while the private sector is going to want a return on it that might be a little healthier than if it was just bonded like you normally would do it, it's also probably a little less risky, right?
Exactly. For the public sector, it's a lot less risky because all the risks associated with the project are pushed off to the private sector in this case. And there's efficiencies you're probably going to capture. You know, as you said, you get accelerated schedules for delivery of these assets. And, the services are there for the community to use earlier rather than later.
So do you just may or might give up on the traditional way of funding this? In other words, the project you're talking about that you'd like that's in the plan for 10 to 12 years from now, if you go this route, do you just give up those dollars or do you eventually get those dollars and use them for something else?
That's a great question, Scott. And the short answer is I'm not sure because the devil's in the details. Our partner is still, at the end of the day, since it involves a federal highway, at least part of it, I-94, our partners are still the federal government, Highway Department, and the North Dakota DOT. So we would have to work out all of those particulars regarding a new funding mechanism. I would hope that we don't forego that, and part of me says it's something that we could work out because it still benefits all of us. But if we had to forego it and it sped up the timeline, and we've worked some of the numbers, we looked at our Envision 2040 plan, so in other words, transportation infrastructure going out to 2040. If we could speed all of that up and advance the timeline, we have conservatively calculated that we likely could save about $140 million because you're doing it in advanced dollars instead of future dollars. So I would think that the DOT and the federal government might want to be participating in that as well.
Yeah. What would it take to do this?
Our project? It would take, first of all, a new type of conversation between, again, our partners, the Federal Highway, the DOT. It would take a new type of financing arrangement that might be really foreign to us. We've done something similar, Scott, over in Fargo-Moorhead. One of the first projects of its type was the toll bridge in North Fargo. That was one of the very first. It didn't work out quite the way everyone had hoped, but it was new at that time. And so it would take a lengthy period of time where we're discussing it. I hope not too long because we need to pull the trigger.
But you don't need to change in the city charter or anything like that. It's just simply something the city council could say, we want to do this.
Yeah, there's enabling legislation. We have visited with a bond attorney, an expert in the state of North Dakota in terms of Century Code, et cetera, et cetera. There's enabling legislation in the state to make these projects happen.
All right. So that already exists.
Yes.
I got it. All right. More with our guests when we come back on What's on Your Mind. 16 to 4 at the top of the hour. Questions or comments on this concept, certainly welcome. 800-228-0550. More after this. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. Two-for-one pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Top of the hour, our best places to work tour will take us to Braun Intertech and their Bismarck location tomorrow. If you are a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials technician and you have experience like in the 3 to 5 year range, oh, do they want you? Yeah, they want you badly. Sort of like Uncle Sam wants you. Only going to pay you a lot more than Uncle Sam would. So Braun Intertech, Bismarck, our next stop of the best places to work tour tomorrow
on What's on Your Mind. Continuing our conversation now with the mayor of the fine city of Bismarck, Mike Seminary, and two visiting guests from a firm known as MWH, joined today by Rick Attic and Roger Austin. So let me first ask you, Mayor Seminary, what's your ultimate goal here is? Obviously, you want a better transportation for the residents of Bismarck, but is there a bigger goal here?
No, that's the goal. It is to advance quickly and get this project done for the residents of Bismarck. We have significant transportation bottlenecks, and as we continue to grow, and for example, I was elected a year ago, say by the end of my term in 18. If we don't have that relief route, that beltway, and we've added another 5,000 to 6,000 people, which we're predicting, and most of them are going to live on the north and northeast part of our city, we will have real significant problems. And there's only two ways to handle transportation bottlenecks. The best way, frankly, is to move the traffic. To invest in totally redesigning current infrastructure, particularly traffic. It's usually a better investment, Scott and listeners, to move the traffic. And we need that for safety. We need it for continued good planning and development. We need that project.
And you want the citizens of Bismarck to know that this is a viable option to do it quicker.
Absolutely.
To get it done. And you guys doing this anywhere else? Rick, Roger?
We spent the last year working in Alaska on a state-sponsored project to do liquefied natural gas on the north slope of Alaska and truck that down to Fairbanks.
We need some of that, too.
Yeah. But there's a lot going on. We're based in Colorado. There's three projects there right now. One is the Denver-Boulder Turnpike, a $521 million project. It's been underway for about 18 months or so. It's happening really fast. It's going to be a great improvement. The linkage between Denver and Boulder, it's financed by pension funds. It's a P3. The new light rail going from the center of town, Denver, out to Denver International Airport is going to be a P3. And the Great Hall, when you go into Denver Airport, where the tents are, if you've been there before, they're going to revitalize that. That's going to be a P3. So Texas, Colorado, California, Florida, New York, Virginia, a lot of projects are happening. It's starting to spread. It's picking up.
And if I might add, Scott, the turnpike would be 20 years from now versus in about a year from now.
If we had not done it with a P3, exactly right.
Wow. Yeah, so the Turnpike project, was on the drawing board, but for 20 years down the road.
Precisely.
And you're talking about the same thing here, being 10 to 12 years down the road, and you're wanting to, move that up. And what is MWH's role, Roger?
So MWH is a 200-year-old infrastructure company, engineering infrastructure company, and we take on the role as project developer and sponsor to set up the financing and the project and the technical risk management for delivering these projects.
Do you bring the investors?
Yes. Yeah, we have a relationship with a host of institutional investors that want different things out of different projects, but we go find the right investor for the project.
All right. And why North Dakota, Rick?
We think North Dakota has a lot of promise. There's a lot of growth here. It's a very strong economy. There's a lot of need for infrastructure. It's, we can see that it's going to come here. So we're spending a lot of time in North Dakota.
So what's left, Mayor Seminary? Just educating your citizenry and letting folks know that this is a viable option? And
precisely, Scott. We're educating. It's kind of like one person at a time. We met with the chamber. We went with met with Bismarck Mandan Development Association. We've met with other entities. This is, I think, our fourth series of meetings. And they've met with the city commission. They've met with our MPO, our Metropolitan Planning Organization. We're going to keep meeting with people, getting this message out, so then people can decide what's. First of all, we need the project. We would like it faster. What's the best alternative for the citizens of Bismarck?
And, of course, with gridlock in Washington, the transportation funding and everything else, really it's innovative to say, we're not going to wait. We're going to find another way.
Sometimes you got to go on your own.
How soon will this before this particular project, this idea, this concept you're talking about here, be before the Bismarck City Commission?
Well, we've already had one presentation. I suspect that we will come back sometime early in the fall, maybe earlier. We'll need to come back to the MPO. We're going to have to come up with a plan that helps us really start digging into if we did this, How would we do it? Who would be the people financing? Who would be the local participants? Who would manage the project? What would it cost at the end of the day for the residents to have a serious alternative to what the current option is, which is waiting about 10 to 12 years?
Yeah. And there's not additional debt for the city.
No, shouldn't be.
Because that's on the back of the private investors.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
That's right.
So the only thing it might be is today it would cost a little more to get the investors interested than it would, you know, if you were doing it the traditional way through bonding. But you're not going to be able to do that because it's 10 to 12 years down the road. So by the time you do it, you make up that difference in the meantime.
That's right.
Yeah. So seems like a bit of a no-brainer. And I know this was proposed in Stanley for a multi-use facility downtown. Not sure if they ultimately got all of that done, but this idea has been around in North Dakota, but not for the infrastructure in the way of roads and you know what you're trying to do here. So fascinating. Thanks for sharing the story.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Nice to meet you guys.
Thanks, Scott. Nice to meet you, Scott.
Thank you. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies for just $4. At PetroServe USA, everyone is a winner. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.